The agreement, signed by leaders of 11 African countries, is aimed at bringing stability to the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which is plagued by activities of armed rebels. In her briefing to the Security Council by video teleconference on Monday, Mary Robinson said the Council's role in new efforts to forge peace in the Great Lakes region will be crucial. She said there are reasons to hope this new framework can work.
For one, it represents a comprehensive agreement requiring actions at all levels by all who have responsibilities, nationally, regionally, and internationally. It includes mechanisms of oversight, both in the Democratic Republic of Congo and in the region, to ensure that benchmarks are set and are met. It has the support of 11 nations and the involvement of the four organizations that are its witnesses. And it has emerged at this time precisely as a result of exhaustion with the continuing cycles of crises and a broad realization that there is a need for a new approach.
Mrs. Robinson told the Security Council that for this new attempt to succeed where others have fallen short, there must be optimism and courage in place of cynicism.
The governments of the people of this region and the international community must believe, once again, that peace can be achieved and take the necessary actions to obtain it. As this process advances, it must bring hope to the people who are the victims, who will ultimately be its beneficiaries.
The UN envoy said her mission to the Great Lakes region was first and foremost to listen to the people affected by the crisis in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, from the leadership to ordinary citizens. Mary Robinson noted that at the regional level, she had frank discussions with the presidents of Uganda, Rwanda, and Burundi.
All three stated their readiness to implement their commitments under the framework and also expressed support for my mandate as special envoy. It's encouraging to see that the leaders in the region, particularly Presidents Kabila and Kagame, continue to talk to each other, either bilaterally or through the ICGLR.
The ICGLR is the International Conference for the Great Lakes Region. It serves as a coalition of the governments of the DR Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, Sudan, Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, Angola, the Republic of Congo, and the Central African Republic. Mrs. Robinson said the ICGLR has played and continues to play a very important role under the leadership of its chairperson, President Yoweri Museveni of Uganda. Derek Mbata, United Nations.